It's time for Mountain Home Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Today's game is brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Imogen Things, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, and The Locker Room. Now, live with the Arvest Bank pregame show, here is Benjamin Kelly.
Thank you very much, Matt Sharp. We are about ready for tip-off here at Fayetteville High School. Benjamin Kelly with you here this morning as it's the final day of the Bulldog Classic. It is my pleasure to bring you Lady Bomber basketball here once again today. Well, the Mountain Home Lady Bombers are looking for their fourth win on the season as they take on Hillcrest High, a program out of the Springfield, Missouri area. And head coach Del Leonard joined us before the pregame show. And really the key for today's ball game, he said it's going to start within the first 3 minutes.
I think the first 3 minutes of the first quarter and then the first 3 minutes of the second half are probably the most important 6 minutes of the game. The way we play and what we rely on, the third day of a tournament when maybe you don't have your legs, you know, maybe that perimeter shot's not falling like you want it to. So we got to try to get inside outside first. We got to attack more. You know, this has been good for us. So the first two games were against really quality opponents who have a lot of tradition, not just within their states, but the nation.
That is head coach Del Leonard joining us for a moment on the pregame show today. And, well, yeah, it's been a big tournament here for the Lady Bombers, and they have a chance to go up against another premier program out of the Springfield area. And head coach Justin Gerald's in his second year as a head coach. He served as an assistant for Hillcrest under longtime legendary coach Jenny Hopkins, and he's a graduate of Hillcrest, so he's back within his roots. Well, we're about ready to play basketball here at the Auxiliary Gymnasium at Fayetteville High School as the Lady Bombers go for their fourth win on the season. It is Anna Grace Foreman winning the tip-off for Mountain Home, and we're underway here in Fayetteville. Glad to have you with us here for Mountain Home basketball on a Saturday morning. So, Mountain Home wearing the blues again today. They will work from left to right here on the opening tip. Peyton Husky, quick off the dribble drive along the baseline, shoots it out beyond the perimeter for Hannah Pfeiffer. It's a regular five today for Mountain Home, as Pfeiffer dribbles it around to the right side block, now driving baseline, pulls up 10-footer along the baselines, off the mark. Weak side rebound pulled down by Anna Grace Foreman, and resetting the offense now is senior Riley Walker. It is Walker, Emma Martin, Peyton Husky, Hannah Pfeiffer, and Anna Grace Foreman, the five on the floor for the Lady Bombers in blue today. Martin getting her first shot up. It's on the left side of the iron. It's off the mark, but Riley Walker right there with another offensive rebound. So three shots here early in the first possession. Pfeiffer takes a three from the right wing, and she got it that time. Hannah Pfeiffer had 8 points yesterday and 16 on Friday. She's got the first triple of the afternoon here, or the morning, I should say, today. So a good start for Mountain Home. And you heard head coach Del Leonard just a few moments ago say that the first 3 minutes of this contest are just that pivotal. So the Hillcrest Hornets is what they are. They're dressed in white with royal blue trim and orange numerals, as there is a foul on the, or there is a jump ball, and Hillcrest will have the basketball. Their key player today is number 40, Jasmine Johnson, a 5'11 senior down in the low post. So we'll keep an eye on her as Anna Grace Foreman. I see right now in this zone defense, fronting the post down on the block. Looks like they've jumped out to a man now. Here is Johnson. Beyond the perimeter, she goes down low into the paint looking for Lydia Conlin. She's a 5'4 junior, and she is actually, they're going to call her for the foul, the personal foul for her. So Conlin commits the foul, and Mountain Home takes back the basketball. 6:28 to play here, first quarter. Mountain Home with a 3-0 lead after the Hannah Pfeiffer triple on the opening possession. Here is Peyton Husky on the right side wing. Lob goes down low to Foreman, sends it back out to Martin for a straightaway three. It's off the mark, wide left. Rebound offensively for Foreman, and Peyton Husky will now try a three from the right wing. She leaves it off the mark, and Riley Walker pulls down an offensive board. Boy, the Lady Bombers are scraping the offensive glass today. Now Foreman nearly turning this one over, but we're going to have a... No, they're going to say an inadvertent whistle on the far side of the floor. The near side official right in front of me said that he had a touch on the ball. The far side official said there was no touch, but the near side guy won. So Mount Home maintains possession. 6:02 to play, first quarter. Peyton Husky to inbound. She goes to Martin here on the near side wing. Screen used by Foreman. Martin working around the screen, going right down the lane, and she makes a right-handed layup. And Martin with her first basket of the afternoon, or the morning, I should say, and it's a 5-0 lead for Mountain Home. 5:53 to play, first quarter. We'll step aside for a quick break after this timeout by Hillcrest. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm an Arvest Flex Rewards credit card from Arvest Bank. Sure, I may be paper thin, but look what you'll find inside. Free enrollment in the Flex Rewards program, where you can earn points for cash back, gift cards, or airfare, plus a low introductory rate. But you won't find an annual fee, which makes room for the up to $100 bonus you can get with the new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card. Sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.
5:53 to play here, first quarter. 5-0 lead here as Mountain Home has jumped out to an early advantage. Coming out of the Justin Gerald timeout, the Hillcrest head coach. Hillcrest 1-4 on the season. This is kind of a beleaguered program that has had historically a lot of success, but this year and last year struggling, only 2 wins in their last 29 games. Turnover committed by Hillcrest. Riley Walker in pursuit, left to right. In transition, 3-try by Pfeiffer. She got it. She's got 6 points, and Mountain Home has jumped out to an 8-0 lead. 5:30 to play here, first quarter. Sarah Hale will run the offense, the junior. She averaged 10 points last season. She dribbles it down to the right side block and is rejected at the rim by Foreman. Here come the Lady Bombers. Riley Walker running the offense, dribbling it all the way down to the right elbow. She'll pull it back out and wait for her troops. 5:15 to play here, first quarter. Emma Martin with the basketball, shoots it over free throw line, extended outside the perimeter to Pfeiffer. Now top of the eye post, pass goes to Foreman, and Walker will reset the offense between the circles. 5:03 to play, first quarter, 8-0 lead. Mountain Home trying to come away with their first win in this tournament. Here's a shot up by Foreman from the low block. It's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Lydia Conlon. 4:52 to play, first quarter. Mountain Home on top, 8-0. This is Kelly Tran, a 5'6 junior with the basketball. Driving down the lane and rejected is Reagan Jameson. And here comes Mountain Home again. Timeout taken by head coach Del Leonard. And so we will take a timeout with him. 4:37 to play, first quarter. Mountain Home up early, 8-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm an Arvest Flex Rewards credit card from Arvest Bank. Sure, I may be paper thin, but look what you'll find inside. Free enrollment in the Flex Rewards program, where you can earn points for cash back, gift cards, or airfare, plus a low introductory rate. But you won't find an annual fee, which makes room for the up to $100 bonus you can get with the new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card. Sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.
So far, so good here for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers, looking for their fourth victory on the season. It's a 8-0 lead. Hannah Pfeiffer's got 6 points to lead all scorers in the contest. And we rejoin the action here at the 4:33 mark, first quarter. Riley Walker to run the offense here against this man-to-man Hillcrest defense. Lady Bombers dressed in their blue, working from right to left. Walker now turns it over and then commits the foul as she was pickpocketed by the 5'4 junior Lydia Conlon. And so it'll be a personal on Walker, her first, and the team first of the quarter. Del Leonard said before the game that the first 3 minutes of the first quarter and the second quarter will be the most pivotal here today. Well, Mountain Home has answered the bell, and they have come out like gangbusters here early on. 8-0 our score, 4:15 to play. Tran with the basketball, looked like she nearly traveled, but they're going to say she bobbled it. This is Jameson, now Hale running the offense. Back to Conlon, the 5'4 junior. There are 6 juniors on this Hillcrest roster and just 3 seniors, so they do have a lot of depth. Husky trying to pick the pocket of Reagan Jameson, one of the 5'7 seniors. Then it goes out of bounds, and so Hillcrest will maintain possession. Madison Schaefer-Cutter is now into the ball game, a 5'6 junior. She had a couple of points against Fayetteville in their loss on Tuesday. Now, Mountain Home has lost both games in which they have played so far here in this tournament by as many as 30 points in each contest. So Mountain Home, a very winnable match today against a very good program, though. Historically speaking, that is, as Hillcrest turns the basketball over, Mountain Home will take back over. Hillcrest competes in the largest classification in the state of Missouri, Class 4A. They return 3 starters and 6 lettermen from last year's team, by the way. 3:30 to play, first quarter. Mountain Home with the basketball and an 8-0 lead. Peyton Husky off the dribble drive, sends it out to the high post to Foreman. Foreman setting a key for Pfeiffer, who fires a 3. She got it again. She's got 9 points, all from deep. And at the 3:15 mark, first quarter, the Lady Bombers pitching a shutout. It's 11-0. Now a turnover committed by Hillcrest. And, boy, the body language of the Lady Hornets is just not great right now. as Foreman's left wide open underneath the bucket. She misses the bunny, and Johnson pulls down the rebound. So here come the Hillcrest Lady Hornets dressed in their whites today. 2:55 to play first quarter. Tran with the basketball. Shoots it over the left side wing to Schaefer Cutter. Schaefer Cutter mugged down low. She dribbled the basketball out of bounds, but last touch by Emma Martin. And we'll have a couple of substitutions. For the Lady Bombers, we see Foreman and Husky head to the bench at the 2:45 mark here first quarter. It's 11-0. Kyra Penn and Madeline Collins, who had 6 points off the bench yesterday, check into the contest. Out of the out-of-bounds play, the ball goes through the hands of one of the Hillcrest players. Walker on the dribble drive all the way down to the low block. She missed the shot, but rebound goes to Johnson to Hillcrest. But Johnson's outlet pass is intercepted by Pfeiffer, who pulls up for a 15-foot jump shot. She's got 11 of the 13 points, and it is a 13-0 lead for Mountain Home. 2:20 to play first quarter. Lady Bombers well in command of this one. Hale dribbling around. She takes a free throw line extended far side of the floor in front of the Mountain Home bench. Now to Schaefer Cutter. This is... Timeout is taken by Justin Gerald. He's not pleased over there on the Hillcrest bench. It's a full timeout. 2:06 to play first quarter. Mountain Home on top, 13-0 on your home for Lady Bomber basketball. Classic Hits 101.7.
Good morning again from All Pet at Equine Supply. I'm Tim Tibbs, and wow, we still have $1,400 in the treasure chest. A lot of keys have been tried, but no winner yet, and you could wrap up all your Christmas shopping with that money, because that's cash right here in the box, and great savings in the store today. Plus, it is Double Punch Day, and that includes all the sale items, because it is their 10th anniversary and Customer Appreciation Day. And make sure you go up and register for the door prizes, over $200 worth of door prizes they'll be giving away, and I think they're going to draw for those tomorrow. But we're going to head on down the road with the treasure chest at noon, so you need to get out here and win that money and take advantage of some of the great sales they have going on here. Like on the dog and cat foods, they got 20% off Nulo, Whole Earth Farms, Stella and Chewy's, many other sales throughout the store. We are at All Pet at Equine Supply, just down from TJ Maxx in the Plaza Way Shopping Center.
Folks, just a reminder, I know Mountain Home has not played a home game yet this season, but don't worry, because December 22nd, they open up the home portion of their 2017-28 schedule against Russellville. Went to the state finals a couple of years ago. Tip-off for the girls' game is at 6, the boys' game to follow. That's December 22nd against Russellville at Mountain Home. So you can catch your Lady Bombers back in action again then. They got conference play begins on January 2nd, so plenty of basketball left to be played this year. Here's Johnson down low. Her shot rejected by, I think it was Walker underneath on the defensive side. And now there's going to be a foul called. Second team foul. I think it's going to go on. They're going to call it on Martin. Team second. Here's Johnson cutting to the basket from an underneath play. And she is fouled and will head to the free throw line for a pair. Kyra Penn is guilty of that foul. She's got one. Team has three. Here is Johnson at the free throw line. Her first foul shot is off the mark. No good. Johnson tore ACL during volleyball season last year and missed all of last season, so she is really a good addition for this Hillcrest team. Her next foul shot in flight, and she got it. 13-1 our score now, 1:46 to play first quarter. Mountain Home in control. It is Pfeiffer, Martin, Walker, Collins, and Penn, the five on the floor for the Lady Bombers in blue today. Here is Walker, a step inside the perimeter, near side wing. 1:35 to play first quarter. Now Pfeiffer has it between the circles as she dribbles it over near sideline. She's being pestered by Hale in this man-to-man Hillcrest defense. Now Martin, about 2 feet outside the perimeter, right wing. She puts it on the deck and drives, blocked at the rim. Ball, loose ball picked up by Collins. She goes up strong, and she'll go to the free throw line after being fouled. Great defense there. Underneath by...
Hillcrest foul number 11, Kelly Tran.
Yep. Here is the foul attempt. It's good. That was that last foul committed by Kelly Tran, the 5'6" junior. The next one by Collins is good. 4 for 4 from the free throw line is Madeline Collins in this tournament. It's a 15-1 lead. Largest lead of the contest now for Mountain Home. 1:13 to play here, first quarter. Lady Bombers well in front by a couple of touchdowns. With the basketball now is Sarah Hill. She averaged 10 points last season. She runs the offense. Nearly traveling with the basketball is Reagan Jameson now. Her pass is intercepted, but Mena is able to get it back to Kaya Mena, the 5'7 junior. 15-1 our score. Mountain Home with the basketball on the defensive side in a man-to-man defense. Walker badgering Hale at the top of the key. Now Pfeiffer quickly jolts out to guard Schaefer Cutter. Schaefer Cutter puts it on the deck, drives inside, and she traveled with it into that tight man-to-man defense employed by Dell Leonard. Anna Pfeiffer was on the defensive side, generating that turnover, and Mountain Home will have it 94 feet away from their bucket. 40 and a half seconds remaining here in the opening quarter. Mountain Home 15, Hillcrest 1. Husky checks back into the game. Emma Martin in as well. They'll go with a double post down low with Pinn and Foreman. Foreman at 6'2", Pinn at 6'1". So, Dell Leonard said that he wants to try to go inside out. Well, he's got two tall post players in the low paint. Let's see if that's what they do. Emma Martin going to fire up a jump shot along the far baseline. It's off the mark. Rebound goes to Hillcrest. Here's Dragan Jamison pushing it up the floor to Schaefer Cutter. Now to Tran, left wing, being guarded by Husky in the man-to-man defense. Trying to go down low to Maina, nothing there. And the loose ball picked up by Foreman. Here comes Husky in transition. She's turned away by a wall of white jerseys. Pulls out, fires a wide-open three. It's off the mark. Ball tipped around, last touched out of bounds, and they're going to wave it off and restart it when the second quarter comes around. Well, we played one. It's Mountain Home 15 and Hillcrest 1. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.